Sunday Mornings with Yellowknife Vineyard.
I'm privileged to take a few moments with you and bring forth the Word of God. Last week we were in the book of John 6, and we'll continue in the book of John 6 to complete that particular chapter. Last week we looked at the greatness of the miracle of feeding many thousands with just a few loaves of bread and two pieces of fish, and Jesus Christ fed multitude with just those. Today we'll continue to looking from the generosity and looking at another miracle of Jesus walking on the water and why he walked on the water. So I have put a title to the message, Jesus with us in the storm. So just a quick introduction. You know, as we've moved on from verses 1 to 14, we looked at last week, from 15 to 16, we see a movement from the focus being on Jesus and his disciples and the crowd to be the focus on Jesus and his disciples. Here we see Jesus Christ is moving ever so closely to the cross. And his intention is actually in those that are going to carry his mission forward with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, you would notice as you read through the Bible, the disciples did far much more greater work than Jesus did. They lived longer. Their ministry was longer. So this time now, Jesus Christ is trying to prepare them for that ministry. You know, if you look at the story of Jesus Christ at the age of 12, we hear about him when he's born, and then we hear again about him when he's 12 years old, and then there's a long period of silence, and he resurfaces from the age of 30, and the age of 33, he was crucified. So he had a very short ministry period compared to the disciples. So the disciples were able to carry on far much more, and they reached far much more people around the world. And we are actually a beneficiary of that work. Jesus Christ now is preparing them to continue the work. He's preparing them to continue the work which we also have to carry on, which generations before us have carried on, and generations after us have to carry on. We all have a mandate. Remember, the Great Commission was just not for pastors or for laymen or women. It was for all of us, that we shall take the gospel from corner to corner, whatever the marketplace, whatever our marketplace, whatever our sphere of influence is, we are to carry this great work. As a good leader, Jesus is focusing on ensuring that the work will continue long after he is gone. And he's been very deliberate in preparing the disciples. And as I said, we are the beneficiaries of that preparation. We have benefited greatly of that work. But here, the disciples are experiencing a storm. We all experience some form of storm, one or another. Some of us are currently going through some storms. Whether that storm is health, financial, occupation, family, business, you name them. One way or the other, sooner or later, we'll go through some form of storm. So what happens when we go through that storm? When we face uncertainty about life, and right now, among some of us, as we go through those storms, you start thinking, where is God? Why am I alone? I know some of you here are very sanctified, so you don't quite experience that loneliness because, you know, you are saved. But some of us that are not very saved, we do experience that loneliness. Sometimes you question, where is God in this? There will be a time, if it hasn't happened to you, where you ask yourself, has God forsaken me? Why are you silent? It would appear that you can't even hear his voice, you can't feel his presence, and you are all alone in the world, but yet you are surrounded by so many people and you feel lonely. You are surrounded by family, but yet you feel so lonely. You might be hurting greatly, and you ask yourself, God, why me? Why me, God? And where are you? Why have you abandoned me? Why have you forsaken me? It's a cry that most of us have experienced or will experience. Maybe you are overcome by enormous of the adventure or the trip that God has called you, that God has purposed you, and God has shown you, like, my daughter, my son, this is the way I want you to go. But that enormity of that challenge, that calling is weighing upon you, and you're asking yourself, God, where are you? Where are you? You see, Moses, when he was called to liberate the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said, I am not going unless you come with me. Because he understood the assignment. He understood the enormous of assignment. He was dealing with Pharaoh, who probably at the time was one of the greatest leaders, not just great, but a very wicked leader. And he knew what he was capable of, because remember, Moses was in that household. So he knew them very well. He knew their tactics. So he knew the enormity of that calling, of that challenge. And he said to God, I am not going unless you come with me. I am not going unless you come with me. Maybe that has been your prayer as well. You say, God, I'm not going unless you come with me. And yet, when you're going through that storm, you look around like, God, you promised you were going to be here with me, but where are you? Where are you? I can't feel you. I can't hear you. Where are you? The storm is brewing, and you are confused. I want you to know this morning and to reassure you that no matter the storm that you are going through, no matter the challenges, no matter the circumstances, Jesus is right there with you. He is right there with you. You might not feel it. You might not see the results. Sometimes you even ask yourself, when you are going through circumstances, you ask yourself, is this part of the plan? Remember, God does not make mistakes. And once he's made a promise, as we looked at last week, he'll fulfill it. The Bible tells us very clearly, he is not man that he should lie to you. No, is he man that he should change his mind? God is not schizophrenic. You see, I can change my mind about my occupation. I can change my mind what I want to eat this morning, if I want to go to the gym. I'm free to do that. But God doesn't have that luxury to change his mind, because he is God. He is capable of changing it, but in his divinity, in his integrity, he says, I will not change what I have promised you. The Bible tells us, he who has begun a good work in you shall see it up to completion. So this morning, as you're going through the trials and tribulations of life, I want you to be assured that, to be confident, as it was with Jonah when he was there, belly of the whale or the fish, or Daniel when he was in the den of lions, Jesus was right there with them. Because he didn't tell them they're going to die. He said they're going to go. And he had prepared and destined work for them. So that storm was just temporal. We know the story of Joseph and what he went through. It was just temporal. Jesus and God is always, always, always there with you. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do to good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. That's Ephesians 2:10. You see, the Bible is very clear, but our human minds doubt sometimes. Our human mind looks at the circumstances. What storm are you going through this morning? What challenges are you facing? Do you feel abandoned? Do you feel alone? Jesus is very, the Bible is very clear. He is with us in the storm. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. Evening in Jewish thought of the time was any time in the afternoon before sunset. Here, the disciples likely wanted to cover the short distance between Bethsaida and Capernaum before the sun set. But it became dark before they even headed off. The fact that Jesus had not joined them might indicate that they were expecting him and waited for him to come, which could explain why they started off so late. Now, just a few, information a little bit here about the Sea of Galilee. It's approximately 600 feet below sea level. And when the sun sets, the geography of the low lake has the cooler air from the west rushing down over the hillside and, churning through the lake, heading directly toward Capernaum. So as they were leaving, it took them directly into the west wind. And they were riding against the wind. So they couldn't even move faster. They were riding against some of the odds. And maybe that's what you're feeling today, where you feel like you have an uphill battle. You are going against the odds and the wind is working against you, hence the storm. There was still a very long way to the shore, and Jesus appeared. Jesus showed up just in time. And he said to them, come down. And once he got in the boat, everything was all right. Everything was going to be all right because the journey was to Capernaum. They were going to make it to Capernaum. The storm was not going to stop them. And here Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples to rely upon him. That experience was cementing their belief in Jesus Christ. You see, most often than not, when we are going through a very good time, as they said, good times don't teach you a lot. Lessons are learned during tough time. If you have taken a lesson on patience until you have a child, you won't know whether you are patient. Those virtues have to be tested. You have to be tried. And through these experiences, our reliance upon Christ is cemented. So, as Paul said, count it as joy as you go through trials and tribulation. Count it as joy. I want you to know this morning, count it as joy as you go through that storm. Because Christ is with you. And those the experiences that you are experiencing right now are going to come good in due time. You see, once God prepares, most preachers have said, God starts with the end and then he comes to the beginning. So the end has already been formulated. Your story has already been written. All you have to do is to walk through it and manifest that story. And nothing can stop you from reaching that destiny which God has promised you. No manner of storm can do that, because Jesus is with you. And only if you rely upon him. He is our source of strength when you are so weary, when you are weak, and when you are tired, you look to God, because God never tires. He never tires. You see, here in when we read through to verse 9 and 21, there we see like the storm came almost suddenly and unexpectedly. Sometimes it's so as well in life where you have planned everything perfectly. You've got everything figured out, and all of a sudden, something happens that throws those plans out of whack. Whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's health-related challenges, suddenly a storm comes. You weren't expecting it. What do you do in those circumstances? What do you do in those moments when this storm that you didn't plan for comes? Where do you look to? Where do you look to? Why did Jesus walk on the water? For a very simple reason. He wanted to be with the disciples in the midst of their storm. Don't tell me Jesus didn't know that the storm was coming. He knew, because he is God. But he wanted to be with them in the midst of their storm. Good news for you and me. Jesus wants to be with us in the midst of our storms. Jesus wants to be with us in the midst of our storms, no matter the storms. Maybe you face false accusations. I want you to know that Jesus is with you in that storm. Maybe there's a coworker of you that's just on your back, won't leave you alone and making hell at your workplace. I want you to know Jesus is in that storm with you. Maybe you are hurting emotionally, physically, not experiencing good health. Jesus is with you even in that storm. The most important thing is for us not to be so self-reliant. For us to rely upon our own, you know, understanding. The Bible is very clear. God doesn't want us to be independent. No way. I may not be a Bible scholar, but I know 100% for sure. There's no way God created man to be independent of him, because he is our source of that strength. What does it mean for us, Jesus Christ walking on the water? Jesus is with us in the boat. We are never alone in our boat of life, the boat of business, the boat of family, boat of finances. He is with us in the boat. You see, it's not every time that Jesus Christ will immediately calm every storm. Some storms might take longer, but he's still in there with you. Look for the lessons. Look, persevere, because he is still there with you. Some storms might take days, might take hours. Some storms might take years. But he hasn't left you, and he will not leave you. He is with you no matter the storm, no matter the circumstances. He gave strength to the weary and increased the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope, or those who wait on the Lord, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk I'm not faint. Isaiah 40 tells us that. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And who are these people? Those that wait upon the Lord. Those that plug themselves onto the Lord. Those that rely upon the strength of God. They shall never tire. So you might be able to take on far much more responsibilities, but you will not experience the burnout. I'm not saying we are immune from burnout. We are all subject to burnout if we are not very careful, whether it's from work, family. But the Bible tells us if we rely upon Him and we pray that His will be done in our lives and nothing but His will, He will renew our strength. Now, I don't know if you know anything about the eagle. The eagle is one of the only, if not the only bird that flies upon, it flies into the storm. It soars above the storm. It uses that the current of the storm to project it further and further up. While other birds might struggle, it's soaring. Well, things might look very difficult with you. Things might be going rough. You still soar. And then you have an opportunity to minister to others. They will ask you, how can you do it when you just lost a loved one? How can you do it with all these circumstances? And you say, I serve a living God. He is with me in all circumstances. He is with me. That's the reason, so that we can testify of His glory. We can share, and our experiences can lead to many to Christ, so the kingdom of God can be expanded. What's the storm you are going through this morning? We sang "How Great Is God," that hymn. How great art thou? How great. And maybe sometimes, you know, you have nothing to say. Instead of sitting down and complaining, how about you just say, how great are you, God? And you just worship Him and say, God, you are so great. Yes, you know, I may not have, you know, a lot of clothes on my back, but that doesn't make you less. You are still God. I may not have a job right now. My business might be struggling, but you are still great because you are not moved by my circumstances. And because you are with me, oh, I have the hope of glory. Because you are with me in the boat in my circumstances, I know I can face tomorrow. Not by my own might, by my own doing, but because you are with me in my circumstances. God is with you in your storms. Before we worship the last song, I'm going to put Dr. Porter on the spot, if you want to come. You know, he's a doctor, so they are used to being on the spot. You know. And God uses them mightily, because I think they feel like God can, and as always, I just grab the mic for me, sir, and I just want you to declare what we've heard this morning and just pray over the people. Whoever is sick in the body, let's just believe whatever storm they are going through, that God is going to heal them because He is with us. Thank you, Doc. Now we invite the praise team to come forward as well.
Rejection. self-worth or a feeling that maybe they're not good enough or they're not pretty enough or whatever it is, Jesus, that they will accept that you have made them. They're fearfully and wonderfully made, and they're made in your image, and that they have infinite value, Jesus. I just pray that no matter what people are going through, Lord, would you help us to turn our eyes to you and get our eyes off our circumstance so that we can see your perspective. And when our perspective changes, then everything about us can change, and then our circumstance itself can change too. Just pray that you'll be with us. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to abide in your presence moment to moment this week, that you'll give us opportunities to show your love to the people around us. And that we'll bring your kingdom wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you can join us again next time. Be blessed.